aid links. Now we will listen to some more Inner Wave, and then I'll come back and talk about a little bit more music and a little bit more discussions on sound. So for now, here is Fever by Twinsies and Inner Wave. Was just Fever by Twinsies and Inner Wave on their album Apostas Remixes. Very fun, very cool. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. Oh. So awesome, so cool. This oh yeah, that last set I played was really cool and really fun. The three artists that I played were Castle Beat, Inner Wave, and Acid Ghost. Sometimes I like those artists because they are really cool to me, because sometimes when I try to find cool music that I like and like the sounds that I enjoy, I like, especially within like the, I say this with air quotes, genre, because, you know, genre, whatever, but in the categorization of indie music or maybe like singer-songwriter or alternative type music. These people and artists, and keep in mind, I say this as a consumer. I'm not an artist. I'm not a musician. I say this merely as a consumer, and this is my consumer opinion. Okay? These songs and albums, the lyricism, it freaks me out. Like, why do I get to know your deepest, darkest secrets in the middle of your soul, and why are you laying it so flat out and like so easy for me to see? Like, I don't want to see that, and I don't want to hear that right now. That's just, you know, like, that's my opinion though. So I find it really hard when I find like a really cool epic song. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. And the beginning and the instrumentals are good. The chords are fun and it's nice. And it's got some really cool, like, individual like strings that I can like pick out and hear. And I'm like, yes, I like this. I like this, melody. I like this. These chords together, they sound nice, and then they overlay it with some just then the vocals come in. And you know, I'm all for vocals. I love vocals. I love good vocals, okay? I'm a vocals fan. I hate lyrics. Like, I hate knowing what you're saying. I don't want to know what you're saying. I only want to hear metaphors. I only want to hear some twisted gibberish. Like, I just want to hear your voice. I don't want to hear what you're saying, if that makes sense. And this, again, I will repeat, this is my opinion. You might love understanding what artists are saying. You might love being like, yes, give me your soul, give me your everything. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. Especially when I'm trying to find songs to play on my radio show, like on Raccoon City, because, like, I don't know, like, I just can't get freaky with it. Like, I just can't, like, I don't, when I can clearly decipher the words within the song, suddenly I hate it. Like, suddenly I'm like, oh, I don't want to know what you're saying. I don't want to know this, like, I just want to, I don't care what you're going through. No offense, but, like, I'm trying to listen to sounds. I'm not trying to decipher a puzzle. I mean, I am, but I'm into that, but I want it through sound. I don't want it through your words. Cause, like, when I hear it through your words, I'm like, oh, I just get it too literally. And when I get things too literally, I'm like, oh, that's kind of cringe. Like, I just like, but to be cringe is to be free. So, like, you do you. Again, I repeat this because it's very important. This is my opinion. I am not all ears and I am not all people. This is specific. And again, this is coming from a consumer perspective. I am no artist. I am no musician. I am merely a consumer. So if you're an artist and you're like, ah, why would you say that? You know, I'm just one person. And you can't please them all, you know what I mean? Like, but that's why I like Interwave, Castle Beat. Acid Ghost sometimes gets freaky with their lyricism, and I avoid those songs because I'm like, urgh! I can't get into that right now. But Castle Beat, especially, honestly, most of their songs have no lyrics, which I'm obsessed with. Like, okay, give me nothing. Like, yeah, like, yes, give me nothing. Like, yes, give me nothing at all. Like, what? I don't want to hear your voice. Sorry. Okay, wait. No, I do, but I don't want to understand you. Okay? I want it to be like a, what? Like, I just want to be confused. Let me be confused. Is that so hard? Apparently it is. Everyone wants me to understand their projection and lyricism, but I just don't want to get it. I want to be confused. That's also why I like music in other languages so much, because, like, I don't know what you're saying, so I have to tune out and just listen to the sounds. And I like sounds. I love sounds. I hate lyrics. Anyway, that is just my opinion. Again, just my opinion. I just love unclear symbolism and metaphors for me to enjoy the song. But that's definitely a me problem. You might love that. I just don't. Like, I just, like, don't want to know what's going on. Let things be mysterious. Let things be vague and a little unsettling. Like, it's you know, like, it's just like that. Anyway, on to more vague and unsettling music. Here is Breach by Dublin and Nathan Haynes.
What is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca. Find us on social media and please support our vital work through our website.
Thank you.
gorgeous, stunning, amazing, epic, beautiful, sexy, gorgeous. That was just No Eras to So You by Kali Uchis? On their album Cimendo. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University, and we broadcast here at Simon Fraser University, Burnaby. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and that was just Mother herself coming out with a new album, May 9th. The album Sincerely releasing May 9th. Very excited, very cool. Her last album, Orchiadas, delicious, scrumptious, just absolutely yummy. Like, so epic, so cool. So I'm very excited for this new consumable content that she will be releasing as a mother. We all love Kali Uchis. She's beautiful, stunning, most gorgeous, epic voice anyone's ever heard. So yeah. Anyways, it is time for me to go, because this hour is wrapping up. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for tuning in this wonderful Tuesday afternoon. I hope you have the best week ever. Oh, and you should definitely stick around and listen to more CJSF 90.1 FM. We've got hundreds and thousands and so many beautiful programmers and shows and voices and music being outputted here every single day, all the time. So you can go check out cjsf.ca if you want to learn more or find a new show or find a new program or just anything at all. That's cjsf.ca. You'll hear more from me next Tuesday, 12 to 1. My show is called Raccoon City every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. And I've had so much fun here this week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of CJSF and supporting CJSF. It means a lot because we are a volunteer-run organization here on Burnaby Mountain, so your support means a lot, so thank you so much. I'm going to play a little bit of Epic Ocean music now, but have an amazing week. And yeah, I'll be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1. Come hang out. Raccoon City is where I'll be. For now, here is Let's Dance Raw by Shintaro Sakamoto. Yep. Bye.
No, you're